And good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN. Brett Sears had a stellar night on the mound Friday night and sent the Harlan Cyclones past the Atlantic Trojans 2-0 in a Class 3A District 15 semifinal game we had for you here on KJAN. Sears went the distance for the Cyclones, recorded 13 strikeouts, allowing just 5 hits with 4 walks. Chase McLaren also had a strong night for Atlantic on the mound. He went the full game, allowing 5 hits with 8 strikeouts and 2 walks. Luke Shaben was the man who came up big at the plate for the Cyclones. He drove in both Harlan runs with the sacrifice fly in the first and a single in the third. The Trojans' hits were scattered throughout the game and couldn't really string anything together, leaving 7 base runners stranded on the night. The Trojans executed a nice double play to end the sixth inning that gave them a little juice. The Trojans got some good contact on the first 2 at-bats of the seventh, and Nathan Behrens got on base after Joe Weaver had a strong ball caught in center. Sears got his 13th strikeout of the game against Grant Sturm to end the contest. Trojans see their season end at 7-18 under first-year head coach Joe Brummer. And after the game, Coach Brummer said the game kind of went as they thought it would, being a pitcher's duel.
Went the way that we thought it was going to. Pitcher's duel there with Sears and McLaren. Both went the distance. Excellent job pitching. It was a really fun game to watch if you enjoy baseball. Brett just had a little bit better night, and Harlan kind of clumped together hits a little bit better than we did when they had guys on. And that was the difference in the ballgame.
And Coach Brummer also talked about that moment there in the sixth where he made a nice defensive play that got him going a little bit, but just wasn't enough.
It was all set up in the sixth inning. Great defensive play. Chase, Bodie, and Gunner were racing after a fly ball in foul territory. Chase got it, planted his foot, and threw Connor Brook out at third for a double play. And I thought that was going to be the momentum we needed to carry us into the next inning, and it kind of did. We started hitting the ball. We put it in play, but they were just in the right spot at the right time, and I couldn't ask for any more of our kids. They didn't quit. They showed great grit, great fight, and couldn't be more proud of them.
You can hear the full post-game interview with Coach Brummer. We'll get that up for you here at 8:30 later on here this morning when we normally have our Saturday morning coaches show to wrap up there the Trojan baseball season. Harlan improved to 24-7 on the season. They advanced to the district final on Monday night against Winterset. The Huskies won the first game of the doubleheader last night there at Harlan with a 12-2 victory over Carroll in 5 innings of play. Also last night in high school baseball in those other district semifinal games in Class 3A, in District 16 at Dallas Center, it was ADM 15-3 over Glenwood. In Dallas Center, Grimes a 15-0 win over Creston in 4 innings of play. In District 2 at Sergeant Bluff Luton, it was Spencer 13-7 over MOC Floyd Valley. And Sergeant Bluff Luton an 11-0 win over Denison Schleswig in 6 innings of play. In Class 4A, Substate first-round play last night. In Substate 1, it was Urbandale, a 10-0 shutout of Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson in 5 innings of play. Sioux City West was a 10-0 winner over Sioux City East in 5 innings. Waukee, 8-1 over Sioux City North. In Substate 8, Johnston was a 19-0 winner over Des Moines North in 4 innings of play. Lewis Central, a 7-2 winner over Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln. And it was Indianola, a 3-0 win over Des Moines East. So that's a look at your 3A and 4A scoreboard from last night. Class 1A and 2A teams will get out there for district finals here tonight. All games set for 7 o'clock starts here around the state as they try to advance on to sub-state games. In the Class 1A district finals at District 13, it'll be Lamoni at Martinsdale St. Mary's. District 14, Logan Magnolia is at St. Albert. In District 15, Audubon travels to Southeast Warren. And we'll have that one for you tonight here on KJAN. Our pregame starting at 6:45, first pitch at 7 o'clock here tonight. Once again, the Wheelers and the Warhawks tonight here on KJAN. I'll bring you that one from Milo. In District 16, Woodbine is at Coon Rapids Bayard. And then moving on to Class 2A district finals, it'll be in District 13, Kemper Catholic at Ogden. In District 14, I-35 is at Van Meter. District 15 has Underwood at Trainer. And District 16 is Alta Aurelia at Hinton. Once again, all those district finals, 7 o'clock starts coming up here this evening. Moving on from high school baseball to Major League Baseball, a game we did not have for you last night due to our coverage of Trojan baseball. Even from the training room, Adam Wainwright could sense something was brewing. Jose Martinez homered and singled, and Paul DeYoung added a 2-run double during a 10-run rally in the sixth inning, and the Cardinals overcame a 7-run deficit on Friday night for a wild 12-11 win over the Cincinnati Reds. Down 7-0, the Cardinals put together their biggest inning of the season on the way to their sixth win in 7 games. Wainwright was rocked for 9 hits and 7 runs in 3 1/3 innings, but ran out in shorts and a t-shirt to pass out high fives after the big inning. Jesse Winker hit a two-out, two-run single in the ninth off Cardinals closer Carlos Martinez, but Joey Votto grounded out with runners at the corners to give Martinez his seventh save. Also in Major League Baseball, rookie Oscar Mercado went 5-for-5 and drove in two runs as the Indians rolled to their sixth straight win, 10-5 against the Royals. Tyler Naquin smacked a two-run homer, and Jose Ramirez drove in two runs while extending his hitting streak to 11 games. Shane Bieber improved to 9-3 despite allowing five runs over 5 2/3 innings. Other scores in Major League Baseball and interleague action, it was the Yankees 8-2 over Colorado. In the American League, Baltimore 11-2 over Boston. Toronto was a 12-1 winner over Detroit. The White Sox beat Tampa Bay 9-2. Oakland 5-3 over Minnesota. Houston 4-3 over Texas. And Seattle a 10-0 win over the LA Angels. In the National League, the Cubs 6-5 winners over San Diego. Philadelphia beat Pittsburgh 6-1. Atlanta a 4-3 win over Washington. Arizona was a 10-7 winner over Milwaukee. The Dodgers beat Miami 2-1. San Francisco 1-0 over the Mets in 10 innings of action. In golf at the British Open, Kentucky native J.B. Holmes has a share of the lead with Irishman Shane Lowry through two rounds. Lowry opened with three straight birdies and became the first player to reach double figures under par when he holed a 40-foot birdie putt on the 10th hole as the roar from the gallery pierced the heavy air and rain. But he dropped a shot on the 14th, and a bogey on the 18th hole gave him another 67. He was 8 under 134 and tied with J.B. Holmes. Lee Westwood and Tommy Fleetwood are one shot back and one ahead of Justin Rose, Cameron Smith, and Justin Harding. Of course, that action gets underway once again here early this morning with play continuing. Meanwhile, Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson are headed home. It's the first time in 77 majors that both players have missed the cut. Rory McIlroy won't be around for the weekend despite shooting a 65. He fell one stroke short of making the cut there as well. And the NFL will not suspend Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Tyreek Hill under its personal conduct policy in a domestic violence case involving his three-year-old son. The league says it has not been given access to information in the court proceedings. A district attorney in June said an investigation was dropped because officials couldn't prove who injured the boy. The league says those court proceedings are confidential and all law enforcement records are sealed. Hill was suspended in April by the Chiefs. He's now eligible to attend training camp and participate in all activities if the Chiefs lift their suspension. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, brought to you here this hour by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.